The Stand Your Ground bill removes the requirement for a person to try and retreat before using lethal force in self-defense. It seemed poised to pass out of a House committee until its last hearing, the day before the mass high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Democratic Representative David Leland says his committee has been focused on gun issues when they could be focusing on what he believes to be more important things like education, jobs, and health care.
All the issues that we need to be dealing with as a legislature, I don't think we need 8 different pieces of legislation dealing with expanding gun rights in the state of Ohio.
Governor John Kasich, who spent the last 7 years signing every pro-gun bill that came across his desk, says he'd veto the Stand Your Ground legislation.